My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Congressman and Dr. John Fleming. He represents Louisiana's 4th Congressional District, and he joins me now as we head into the weekend. And plenty of rumors floating around Washington that a deal to either fund the government or raise the debt ceiling or both might be coming here in the next day or so. But other reports suggesting that conversations have begun, but no actual common ground has been achieved. So, sir, first of all, thank you for being with us. And secondly, what are you hearing?
Well, thanks, Greg. I think what we have achieved, and it doesn't sound like much, but with President Obama, this is quite a breakthrough. We've achieved the goal, the House of Representatives, particularly Republicans, to get the president to negotiate on negotiating. And as a result of that, there have been talks both from staff to staff and even from Boehner to Obama through last night and today to come to some agreement where we could perhaps have a temporary increase in the debt limit, which would give us time to have more substantive negotiations, and hopefully in exchange for a year-long debt ceiling increase, we would also get reform in our entitlement programs and other savings, and maybe even get some relief in sequester. So it's a very fluid situation, but so far what we've achieved is we've gotten the president to agree to get off of his position of never negotiating to negotiating about negotiating.
Well, any little bit helps, I guess, as we get close to 11 full days of shutdown here. Talking about some of the issues you just mentioned in passing, and obviously there isn't a lot of concrete details hammered out, but in terms of what you'd be okay with, first of all, when it comes to entitlements, I've seen some reports that perhaps wealthier seniors wouldn't get as much in terms of Medicare benefits and that sort of thing. Is that where that discussion is likely headed?
I think you're close. And again, what I've seen is mainly just reports and bits and pieces. I believe what they're looking at is perhaps charging wealthier Medicare recipients higher premiums. There's also a discussion about using chain CPI for Social Security. These are actually ideas that are in President Obama's budget that he offered. What we did is we said, look, if we're going to have some agreement on entitlement reforms, let's actually go to what President Obama himself has accepted as good ideas, ideas that we may or may not agree with, but at least start with that. So some of those ideas are percolating and certainly floating, but I don't think we're close yet on an agreement.
You also mentioned sequestration. The president and Harry Reid have basically said they want to roll that back. I know most Republicans are, in general, happy to see less spending, but they don't like the way it was structured, obviously, especially with such a heavy cost on the military. What would you like to see done there?
Well, I would like to see all of the cuts to the military restored because, remember, Greg, that even before sequestration, in fact, leading up to it, there was a $500 billion over 10-year cut to the military. So this was a cut on top of a cut, and it's hurt our readiness and training. So I would like to see all those dollars restored and all the savings go against cuts that would result from reforming our entitlement programs, making them more accountable, and certainly getting rid of a lot of fraud, waste, and abuse that goes with that. So that's kind of where we are with that discussion because our military is not ready in case they're needed to go into a major combat theater. And also the other area that Republicans, particularly myself, are interested in delays in Obamacare. As you know, Obamacare has had a disastrous rollout, and we've been saying, look, part of it's already been delayed for a year. We think all of it should be delayed for a year and let Americans see what they're up against.
And where does that stand? I noticed you didn't mention it as the likely grounds for any sort of compromise here. And, of course, those votes have already taken place and been rejected by the Senate. Do you think something like a full year delay, given the problems with the exchanges, is still viable? I know Senator Collins has floated just scrapping the medical device tax. Would that be okay with you? Would that be enough?
It wouldn't be enough for me personally, Greg, but I think that certainly that is the one area that has bipartisan support. But that would mean that there would be a $30 billion over 10-year shortfall if that tax is repealed. That money has to come from someplace, and that's where some of the other ideas like chain CPI have come out, because I think there's bipartisan support in repealing the medical device tax. But also, many of us conservatives are concerned that we don't want to be nibbling around the edges, improving what is really a terrible law, a law that's structurally flawed. And so there's going to have to be some discussion and debate about that. I'm not sure how I feel about, I mean, I don't like the device tax, but I'm not certain that a direct repeal of it is a good solution either.
How do you expect this to go? Do you expect the short-term debt ceiling increase to carry it to about Thanksgiving or maybe a little bit later, or is it all just up in the air right now?
Well, the current proposal is it would take us to November 22nd, right up to Thanksgiving, which, of course, means that we would probably be here through Thanksgiving and maybe even Christmas negotiating on yet another debt ceiling increase. So members are a little bit reluctant about that. But that is the current proposal floated, and that is without opening government. We would still continue to function without the continuing resolution until we get some kind of final agreement from the administration.
Obviously, Speaker Boehner and other members of the leadership are kind of spearheading the negotiations from your side of this debate. If they've asked for your advice or you're willing to give advice to them as they try to hammer something out here, what would be your best desires for them to follow?
Well, my primary desire would be a full delay of implementation of Obamacare for 1 year. And I've had that opinion well before the October 1st rollout. And as you can see, we're finding out that Mr. McAfee, Avid Roy, and others who are experts in this area tell us that website is going to open people up for theft, the identity theft, and direct theft of their accounts. I think it's a very dangerous thing. If it's so bad, how is the health care going to be when it's actually rolled out in January 1st? And finally, we're hearing about sticker shock. People are saying that their premiums are going to go up from $37 a month for a young, healthy adult to $337 a month, and don't see that happening. So that would be my primary ask. And the secondary would be, again, looking at where we can have entitlement reform, have savings on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, I think there's a lot of savings to be had there. Everybody knows in Washington that there's no further savings in discretionary spending. We have to go to the entitlement spending in order to find new savings and hopefully move towards a balanced budget.
Sir, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Louisiana Republican Congressman and Dr. John Fleming represents his state's 4th Congressional District, also a member of the House Armed Services Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.